Okay, now you are tying up the pillowcase. There's about half the pillowcase full.
Right.
You want me to hold it or tie it? Okay, tie it tight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's already dripping through there.
Right.
And by morning, all of that will be out of there.
There you go.
I'll tell you, girls, come down tomorrow. To the
are you going to have the dinner?
Well, we're not going to have. We just going to carry dinner.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
you,
hi.
You met Ray, haven't you?
I think I have once. I'm Peggy Bolger. Guy.
And this
This is Charlotte Perry. And
hello.
She's
hello.
Working for me now. And we're just tape recording this process and making some hothead cheese. They
got to do it on Mel every day.
Your wife is we also want to see your gourd pants.
Oh, yeah, we got to see that.
We've heard about that.
Hand that broom out of that closet. I'm going to show these girls.
Do you use any, do you use the water that you boiled it in for anything? Do you make a soup or anything?
No, just throw it in.
Huh.
What you going to do with it?
I'm going to hang it, hang this on it to dry. If I can't hang this out there.
You're going to hang it on a broom, huh?
Right. Let's put the broom on.
Oh, I see what you're doing. That's good. That's clever.
Skinned arm, I'm wounded.
Do you like the high test cheese?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it with too much vinegar.
I told you they're not putting much vinegar.
Did your mother make high test cheese too?
Is
it the same way?
Yeah, that's all we ever knew to do.
We had to eat what we grew, or we didn't.
Right.
Make what we eat, deal what we made.
Because we live 28 miles. From town, 10 miles from one grocery store and 28 miles from Jasper, and we went in the Mewling wagon. And you didn't go but about twice
right.
a year.
Well, how did you meet? You weren't from the same
place.
At
a good old square dance.
You did? Whereabouts?
Well, not too far from where we both read and dream about.
She come part of the way, and I went part of the way, and we met together.
Let's go look at the gourd fields.
Okay.
I'll clean that up.
See if it's running. Did you grow the gourds? What kind of gourds are they?
I don't know, just gourds. I believe that's a big gourd, isn't it? And this is what?
I don't know, that's a big old long gourd.
I don't know.
What did you make the nut and the bridge out of?
A piece of
plastic or something, I'm not.
Plastic. Found a big old fat square. I take the sole and sew it out and strip it and it like a room.
That's great. Now, these are going to be presents for people?
For the girls. And it's making the oldest grandson one.
What kind of wood did you use?
That's firewood.
And you just bought tuning pegs and strung it up?
Pannon is actually what it is. It's a piece of pannon. Like the same thing as this on, just turn bottom up and just streak it on and I caught it with a big piece like this here.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a streak in.
Can you play this? Yeah, let me see how that sounds. How'd you get the idea to do it out of the gourd?
They used to make them out of sea bars.
Really?
Wood sea bars.
Really good. recognize that tune.
I don't like that. It's an old fiddle tune. My daddy used to play something like that.
Let's play it again. Do you also have a regular fiddle? Like a store bought fiddle or one that's been handed down in the family?
Can't you girls play?
No.
You can play the guitar.
I can play the guitar, but I can't play.
Well, you should get with Carrie sometime and you all play together. He plays the banjo. He'd love that.
Right. Do you also play the banjo, Brad?
Yeah.
You still playing? Great.
Carrie has his banjo, though. I bought him a banjo Christmas was a year ago. This Christmas would be 2 years ago. And he played some on it. The children never had heard him play them. And then Carrie showed all the grand boys, you know, how to chord it and how to play Little Brown Jug. Carrie's the only one. The rest of them are not interested. But Carrie's doing pretty good with him. He's so hard he can't do nothing with him.
String off it, put on the real violin. I got a guitar, y'all are made if you want to play it.
You made a guitar?
Most of it.
Wow. Do you, where's your other fiddle? The one that's,
not
you
here.
Know, do you still play it?
Are you playing?
Yeah, <there. laughs> Yeah, I love it. Thank you. What's that called? Is that, chicken?
Part of chicken reel.
Chicken reel, that's what I thought it was. Hear them chickens.
Out and play once a month a little.
Yeah, do it more.
Carrie just begged him and Thelma Bolton both to be on the folk festival and he won't do it.
Really?
He's like, Kevin said there's not enough amount of money to hire him to get up there. Oh. I told Carrie, Kevin, I said, you're not going to sing with Carrie because Carrie can sing good. Said, Grandmama, there's not enough of money in this world to hire me to get up there before a crowd.
All nice. Where did you learn how to play?
Well, if you was a little boy and had it laying around you and nothing else to play with, you'd try something.
You always
had
a fiddle around the house?
When we grew
his
up.
Daddy
kids.
Played the fiddle.
Oh, daddy played great. The fiddle, and my brothers played the fiddle and the banjo. And you
guitars.
Know. So, naturally, it just come natural. I used to play very well, but I had to play with so long and
I
can't even think of a tune in my mind. I got so old and wore out. Sorry.
He thought when he lost his leg that that was the end of the world for him.
Well, a lot of time to live, you know.
But he just started to live then. And some very near doing what he wanted to ever since, too. It hadn't been much of a handicap to him.
No. In fact, until you said that, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, it's all. Right. All the way up.
I wouldn't have known unless you said something.
He's very fortunate the music of Cancer the Bone will still be here, I'm telling you.
How many years ago?
It's been about 42 years ago. Hubert Cox played.
Is that a tune that people would play in Florida? Maple sugar? Because you don't have maple sugar down here.
I know it, but I don't know where it came from, but they played it all the bluegrass festivals that Hubert does. He really can play the. I asked Mr. Robertson, you know, about getting him. He said that it already had him lined up this time, but maybe the next time they could get Hubert's.
Where's
from Waycross.
Waycross, Georgia. You ever heard Uncle Buck?
Yeah, I've heard it.
I think the ones he has lined up for the Bluegrass Festival are going to be good, though.
Yeah. He's also got the Buck Snort Barn Dance Orchestra coming up. And there are the people from Gainesville. That should be good.
When the roll is called up yonder.
Do your families used to get together for sings like at night?
Sing on the front porch every Sunday afternoon.
And sing?
The whole community would meet up and sing.
You all go to the primitive church
Baptist.
Out, where is that?
From Fargo. About
Next
10 miles this time, Fargo.
Do you think, Nancy, that sometime I could come record a church service up there? Would they mind?
No, they wouldn't mind.
That's great. You only meet once a month, though, or something, right?
Every third Saturday and Sunday.
Every third Saturday, both days?
Both days.
So where do you stay, or do you drive
back
home?
We go up and back. It's about 30 miles, I imagine, from here there, and we come home. Go up and come home.
When's the next time you're on?
Next third Saturday, which is Saturday week.
This coming one?
Yep.
Gonna be away.
Miss Saunders' nephew is our pastor.
Really? What's his name?
Bob Dickerson from Valdosta. His father was Judge Dickerson in Valdosta. Oh, Bob's life. And
we'll have to get together with
he
you.
Is really good. We just love him.
What kind of singing do you have? You just sing without
a music.
Uh-huh. That's good.
I don't know, but two churches that sings without music, and that's Church of Christ and the Primitive Baptist.
You have songsters with words in it,
yeah,
but not the music.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's what I'd be interested in recording, because it's hard to find that singing anymore.
Is that right? Well, you'll have to go and record it. They won't mind. They'd be glad for you to. And then we always carry and have lunch at noon, you know, after finish services.
Well, everybody brings a covered dish?
Yeah.
Well, I bring a covered dish.
Well, you don't have to. Come and I care plenty. Come on. You won't have to bring anything. But we always more food there than you can eat, huh? Can we take food on Saturday and Sunday? Then we have a chance to visit with each other, you know, of course, once a month we all get
to
see.
Well,
twice a month, but it's on the third Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as I said, I'm not going to be here this coming one, but maybe the next one.
All right, maybe the next
Friday.
One.
All right,
Friday.
Good. That'd be great. He's really getting warmed up now. You're doing really good, right? Says he couldn't play, now he's all warmed up. We probably have to get back to work. What time is it now?
Let me see, it's right.
We took off from, it's going on 4 o'clock. Yeah, I'm going to have to get back. But I'll have to come out and visit y'all when you're going to play. Charlotte Perry and Ray Morgan were also present. Charlotte asked some questions. Ray Morgan came in the middle of the interview.